It's showtime. What up? It's Old Kenny here with you for a brand new episode of the coolest podcast ever. And even though I have two episodes already banked, it's recorded, I just have to find the strength within me to sit down and put it together. And I totally even looked into hiring someone to do it, more or less as a curiosity. More and less. There's no way. Like, I went in knowing there's no way. I can't expect someone to do this for, like, next to nothing. I can't pay them slave wages. It's all I can afford, but I didn't expect that's the way it would play out. And surely enough, there's just no way. Like, on the low end, like, if I had that other job, if I had the cripple me job, I could definitely afford it. But with the job that I just returned to, no way. Even when I was working, but prior to getting shut down for the COVID parameters, I was working so few shifts, and even the shifts I was working had been pared down, so there was few hours to be had when I did show up, the rare time that I did show up. And so, there's no way. And what, does it make sense? I'm gonna get another job, so which will also suck, which will also be work, and way shittier work than sitting down and cutting together a podcast. Listen, I hate myself on many levels, but I do like my voice. It's pretty nice as far as I'm concerned, so I don't mind listening to my own voice. You know, that's definitely way the hell better than, oh, I don't know, working at McDonald's. I would edit 15 episodes of The Kenny Ho Show per day, then work one shift at McDonald's asking some jabroni, oh, so would you like to supersize your fries? The only way I would ever do that is if I'm screwing with people. If I'm like, well, life has dealt me this hand where I'm wearing his uniform meant for a greasy 16-year-old trying to make some extra cash so they can go to the movies with their friends here and there. I'm just going to screw with people. I'm just going to stereotypical things of a McDonald's employee, like smiles are for free. Either I refuse to smile, like I'm just pouting the whole time, even if people are like, oh, I thought smiles were for free. You're supposed to smile. I'm like, would you like to order your fries and get the hell out of my face or what? Or I'm just there with the largest smile, like a creepy, scary smile where people are like, are you a psychopath? Are you a serial killer? Am I not walking out of this place alive? I'm like, what do you mean? I'm just the friendliest, greatest customer service person on the planet. Oh, it just hit me. I should do a listenership update. The Kenny Ho Show is now broadcasting to a whopping 4 people. Wait, that didn't come out right. Let me do this again. The Kenny Ho Show, the world famous podcast, is now broadcasting to an amazing 4 people, which is better than the 2 that I started off with. Supersize your fries, or I'm spitting in your Big Mac. Now, I haven't legitimately thought about suicide in quite a few years now, but recently, well, after this horseshit, this plays a part into, oh, 4 people? My goodness. What's the point? And I don't mean it's just because of the podcast. I mean, that plays into it. And the fact that I am at a dead-end job that doesn't even pay the bills anymore. It's so bad at this point. The $300 I was getting for free from my sugar daddy per week is actually more than the paycheck I'm about to earn this week. My goodness. But being back at work, thankfully, it's slow as hell. I mean, I guess, because believe me, this is not a situation where it's like, oh, we're busy. Let's give Kenny more hours. It's like, oh, no, well, we're busy. Suck it up, Kenny. You're going to have to earn your money today. The little money we're willing to part with. Maximizing profits while minimizing your pay. That's what the situation is. But thankfully, it hasn't been busy. I've had some free time. So there's an unwritten rule that I suppose I came up with at work, where if anybody goes on Tinder or anything where you're swiping yes or swiping no, it is not an individual activity anymore. It is at least a duo, if not a community. This time it was just a dual effort. It was just myself and him going through Tinder. And I gotta say, I'm definitely dying alone, because there are some dogs out there. And I don't mean that. And even though I like dogs, I don't mean they look like adorable doggos. I mean, there are some ratchet ass bitches in this world. I'm like, of course you're single. Who in their right mind would date you? Because, you know, speaking of dogs, guys are dogs. So don't get me wrong. Some of these, I'm sure they're a practice girl for somebody. I'm sure they're somebody's drunken mistake. I'm sure they were somebody's bottom of the barrel scum that they scraped up at 2:30 in the morning just before last call, right? I mean, admittedly, it was certainly better than the last time I went on POF, where every woman on there looked like they were 40 plus, even though my parameters were very clear, 20s to early 30s. So these chicks were probably like 27 years old, but they looked like they were 47. And they also looked like they were 47 tons. My goodness. I know the pandemic was rough, but, and it is pretty easy to just like eat and not do anything and like go to sleep 4 times a day and eat 8 times a day. It's easy to put on the weight, I get it. But you could also, I don't know, not do that. You could also just keep some semblance of willpower and just go 3 meals a day and get in a workout or two here and there, right? The pandemic was an excuse. These women are real animals, you know? So admittedly, these girls that I was seeing on this dude's phone, they're definitely, in general, much higher quality. I mean, it's a low bar, don't get me wrong. These girls were just slim as opposed to being large and in charge, right? I mean, at one point, I took the helm and I was making the decisions for him because he was choosing a lot of questionable broads. I'm like, that one, I understand if they're borderline, but that one was clearly a no. Listen, when you can kick a field goal through her teeth, she's a definite no. But he's like, oh, but she had a nice body. But like, that's great and all, but why don't you choose a girl who has a great body, who doesn't whistle every time she talks? Listen, I understand at this point in my life, I am no catch. But with that being said, compared to some of these people, I'm handsome. Compared to some of these people, I'm quite dashing. And going through the photos, one thing I noticed that I suppose I have a pet peeve that I didn't really know about. And that's people who, when in taking photos, they stick up their middle finger, like flipping off the camera. I'm like, I don't know if you're flipping off your friend who's taking the picture or just the idea you're getting your picture taken, but how do you think the person seeing that photo on your dating profile is going to take that? Are they going to be like, oh my God, she's so charming. It's so funny when people do that. Who thinks it's funny when people do that? It's not funny when children do that. It's not funny when little old ladies do that. And guess what? It's not, which I don't know. It seems like there are plenty of hack quote-unquote comedic writers who think children and old ladies behaving badly is so funny. It's so unexpected. It's just gross. Yeah. Believe me, if I had a kid and he was flipping anybody or anything off, I'm like, hey, I'll tell your mother about this. And believe me, Kristen Crook clone is not going to be thrilled. Actually, I take that back. I feel like if somebody unless somebody's being a dick to you and they've warranted a finger flip the bird, then you don't do it. But if somebody's being a prick, definitely throw them a finger, because it's soft to like never throw up a middle finger. Sometimes people, you gotta throw up a middle finger. In fact, sometimes you gotta throw a little left-right combo, you know? In fact, the other day I should have thrown up a middle finger to some Asian dickhead. I know on this show that I've been very pro-Asian the past couple years, just because like everybody's picked a team, you know? Everybody's like, my race against yours. My race has been more oppressed than yours. Screw you, you guys, and your feelings don't matter. Black lives matter, that's it. But don't get me wrong. I also hate the Asian people. I hate whites, I hate blacks, I hate browns, I hate every single race on this planet, because as one, you know how like, we are one? Yes, you are, human race, and I hate you with a passion. And that includes Asian people. I like my mellow yellows. But I don't like dickhead Asian people with their heads up their ass. Like, the other day, I was in my dad's car, and we were... And because of the... Those friggin' redneck truckers up in Ottawa, like, threatening to come down to Toronto and screw shit up, too, they locked down all kinds of major arteries in Toronto. So, the streets were packed with cars, and it was a nightmare. But in a situation like that, the move is not, let's be a selfish dick. Every man for himself. It's, nah, you know, like, chill. Like, share the road. It sucks, but you being a dick is not going to help. It's not going to get you really anywhere faster, certainly not to a significant extent. You're just going to make things worse for everybody. And this Asian piece of shit, this unmellow yellow, this dude who deserves a big black guy kicking him in the face. This guy, like, first of all, it had to be a woman driver in front of us, because this bitch refused to turn in and merge with the lane she was trying to get into. So it was like a small street onto a big street. This one did not have the gumption to, you know, show a little bit of assertiveness and try to get in there, because there were no large gaps at all, so it wasn't going to be an easy swing in. You had to like pick your moment and go for it. This bitch took forever, and then when she finally went for it, when she finally found a gap, she went for it, and my dad, he also followed, because that gap was big enough for both of us to fit into, up until this Asian douchebag decided, nope, I'm moving forward one spot. I'm like, you prick. Are you out of your mind? There was, the cars weren't going anywhere. Traffic was not moving. So for this guy to move up one spot, what he did was screw my dad over, but also screw over the entire other side of traffic. The guy's coming against the grain, because now we've just blocked it off. We've blocked off their lane. And so, of course, my dad's not a dick. He's like, all right, I guess we're going the long way. So he just, like, turns the car with the other side, where the side he had blocked off because of this dickhead. And so we had to go a super long way because one Asian piece of shit, this slanty-eyed, laundry-loving piece of crap, this opium-loving, probably black guy, ramming him in the ass loving piece of shit, decided he'd be selfish. And it turns out it's not just him, it's like it's a Hello Kitty Asian thing, because my brother, he's like, oh, it happens all the time in Markham. He's like, it happened the other day and the guy gave me a dirty look. He's like, that guy was wrong and he gave me a dirty look. I'm like, oh, okay, so it's open season against Asian people now. I'm gonna be not a self-hating, I'm gonna be an Asian guy who hates Asian people once again. I'm back, baby. It felt uncomfortable for everybody. It's like, he keeps going after white people, black people, and he keeps saying Asian people are so great, but I've run into so many of them who are just scam artists, who are con artists, who are frugal, cheap sons of bitches, yet he keeps saying how great they are. Oh, now I'm back! The old Kenny is back. I hate everybody once again. Now, after walking away from recording for a few days, after only recording half the episode and having time to sleep on it and think about it, I've decided to keep all of that in because I stand by it at 100%. I'm back, baby. These arrogant, selfish pricks. And there's there's plenty of them. There's so many Asian people. I'm like, get your head out of your ass, man. Like, I don't know what it is. It's a lot of them, the ones with the beady eyes, the really small eyes. I'm like, listen, you have beady little eyes. So maybe that's why you lost your way and you stuck your head straight up your own ass. But maybe you have friends. I thought about it for seconds. Like, ask your friends. Like, maybe you have friends. I'm sure they're con artists. I'm sure they're stealing from you. So they're going to let your ass be up your head so you don't catch them taking shit from you. And Asian girls, don't get me wrong, there are a lot of hot Asian girls on this planet, but they're so shallow. Hot Asian girls are some of the most shallow bitches you'll ever come across. They're like, oh, I look great. You better have a car and a house if you think you're going to date me. And then a bunch of the Western Asian hoes, they're like, you better have a car, you better have money, or at least be white. I'll slum it with a white guy because they're superior to you slanty-eyed Asians. Like, listen, bitch, you're a slanty-eyed Asian. Do you think that white man sees you as an equal? No, he sees you as an exotic piece of ass that he's going to conquer. Don't get it mixed up in your head that you're somehow superior to your own kind. They will never see you as anything other than Asian. I've said it before, there are plenty of people on this planet that see themselves as white. Once upon a time, I wanted to be white. Now, it's definitely... No, I can't say it's the furthest thing away from, like, race-wise. I sure as hell ain't gonna choose black and get my ass kicked just for being in the wrong neighborhood. And as I said, no race. Every race sucks. The human race sucks. Being Asian is fine. I'm telling you, there are plenty of people that are my age that are... basically any other race than Asian, and they look horrible. Like, age is starting to catch up with me. I took a photo the other day, and I'm like, my God, holy shit. I'm starting to look my age. So that's going to happen eventually, but to be fair, I look, for the longest time, I've always looked at least 5 years younger than I actually am. In my, like, mid to even late 20s, I've had people ask me my age, and then when I tell them, like, holy shit, you look good for 27, 28. I know for the longest time, people thought I was in high school. I'm like, no, I'm like well into my 20s. If this were the Victorian age, I'd be almost ready to die. No, I'm definitely not studying hard for my chemistry exam or anything like that. No, I'm just, inside, I'm ready to die. And speaking of race, you see this shit. I mean, you have to see this shit. Everybody's seeing this shit because these redneck hillbilly truck drivers, they're screwing everybody over. They're holding everybody hostage because there's already huge pressure and strain on the supply chains that's making what used to be, oh, maybe a $115, $120 grocery bill get close to $200 at this point. And they're only making things worse. Now, at first, I wasn't thinking race or anything. At first, I was just like, these goddamn ruffian truck drivers. Yo, what the hell are you guys doing? I honestly thought it was like just a protest and then they'd be on their way. But no, these guys are like bunkered in. These guys, like I saw in the news, somebody set up a mailbox. They're planning on staying there that long. And because I've been watching the news, I've been able to see who's participating, what these truckers look like and their supporters. And I'm not even bullshitting. This is not me trying to spin this in any way, shape or form. But my God, it's all white guys. It's all white people, not just guys. I don't want to be a sexist, a misogynist. Yeah, I want to be all these things. But with that being said, I'll also be honest this time. It's all white people, white women, white men. And I'm certainly not here to say all white people suck, don't get me wrong. Some of the best people I've met have been white. But with that being said, some of the worst people I've met have also been white. And black. And Mexican. And Muslims. Man, are there ever some dickhead Muslims? In fact, I had a buddy who once told me, Kenny, there are no cool Muslims. I'm like, holy shit, that's a little crazy, and I doubt that's actually true, but I get the sentiment. I've definitely encountered mostly uncool ones. And Asians. Oh, back on the menu, you dishwashing-loving sons of bitches. Don't these people know I know every single Asian slur there is? Are they out of their minds to go one-on-one with me in this capacity? Honestly, hating the human race is, it's a good call. Because people just suck, doesn't matter what your race and creed is. But in this very case, it's just all white people. And I'm not that surprised, because of course it's the white devil who are flexing their white power. Of course it's a bunch of white people like, you can't tell me what to do! We're superior to everyone else, the rules don't apply to us! And there were so many of these guys, like the camera, they have a, I guess it's from a helicopter or whatever, like shooting down, it looked like a bunch of ants, right? It was kind of reminiscent of good old Nazi Germany. I'm not even kidding you, at one point I'm like, is somebody gonna like, somebody in a little mustache gonna step out from the crowd, step on stage and be like, 9999, Schwedevac, Schwedevac, Ziegel. And then everybody like sticks their hand up. I'm like, oh my God. Thank God I'm not gay or a Jew. Because I'd be first on the list. Don't get me wrong. I'm also not Aryan race. I'm on the list eventually. And it's going to be real convenient because they got all those trucks to round up everybody and take us all back to the gas chambers, right? And after coming back to this episode once again, having stepped through, I don't know what happened here. This episode, if you listen to it, I don't even know if this is this blockade thing is still a thing. I think Sugar Daddy sent them packing. I mean, it could still be going on, but I feel like right this moment, there might be something more pressing going on in the world that has all the news outlets focusing on that instead. I mean, and I'm not talking about a global pandemic. It seems like everybody's moved on from the global pandemic. Because right now, as of this recording, it's March 1st. So in Ontario, everything other than masks have been lifted. It's still optional if some places want to enforce the vaccine, whatever, the barcode thing. The QR code or whatever, they can still do that if they want to, but it's no longer mandatory. Everything's back up to 100% capacity. Masks are going to be lifted in the coming weeks. I'm like, this is stupid. Why would you do this so fast? Just open the places back up, but don't take everything, every system you built and just throw it out the window because you're sick and tired of it. It's not over. Like, look at the United States of America, because for months, these guys have had 100% capacity. Seems like most states have moved on from masks, and I don't know, did they ever have the mandatory vaccine passports like here in Canada? I don't know, maybe they did, but I'm assuming they've definitely moved on. If Ontario is ready to move on from it, like, Ontario was hardcore. Like, we were probably the leading province in getting it together, like shutting shit down. Like when Alberta was like, yeah, we're good. We're just going to move on from this. And they got completely destroyed. Ontario was like, no, folks, we're just going to listen to the science. I know it's hard, but we all must make our sacrifices to overcome this. And I'm like, hell yeah. Everybody hated him for him. But I'm like, well, it's because those guys are definitely jabronis. And judging by who showed up to go and, you know, try to shut everything down and strong arm their way into getting what they want, it seemed like it was the white power people who were like, you're an idiot, Ford, open everything back up. This is all a hoax. White power! Ziegel! But this is how that happened, right? This is how Nazi Germany came to be. Because, like, everyone's like, why the hell did everyone just go along with Hitler? And then you hear people like, oh, no, he was just such a great orator. He was so charming and shit. But then, like, you listen to those speeches, I'm like, I don't know, this guy doesn't strike me as charming. Maybe it's because, like, the German language is, like, really rough. Maybe he is a real Casanova in German standards. But everywhere else, at least to me, I'm like, man, this guy's, like, rough. Wouldn't persuade me, but he doesn't need to be an excellent orator, I'm seeing. You just need a bunch of desperate people, a bunch of people who don't like to play ball, and then you get a fanatical leader, a guy who's like, you know what? I'm going to say what we're all thinking. It's Sieg Heil, right? If I'm in the group, what the hell does that mean? No, I wasn't thinking that at all. But it's clear something like that could happen again. All it takes is something like this, like people just being upset and being fed up with not getting their way, and then like they find a bunch of like-minded people, and then one nut job to be like, we're going to kill the Jews. This ain't quite there yet because the desperation is not there. But they're desperate enough to hold the entire goddamn country. Well, kind of like the entire continent, because this affects the United States of America as well. They're holding us all hostage. Okay, not with a gun to our head, but it's like, y'all gonna pay way the hell more for shit. And those people who live there, like, there's like, we don't care if these people don't get to sleep. We don't care if their business is shut down. We want to get our way, and we don't care how we harm others. They haven't gotten to the point where they're gassing people and like killing people. But the fact that, because by sounding their horns and shit, I think by like some Geneva Protocol or something, like that's considered torture. So these guys, their torture's not beyond them. And it's because they still have money to pay the bills, put food on the table, pay the mortgage and shit, because, you know, they're a bunch of fat cats. They're a bunch of, like, rednecks, but they're also a bunch of fat cats who made great money being a trucker. So the desperation's not there yet. But believe me, if all that shit goes away and a crazy fanatical leader comes out of nowhere and is like, let's kill the Canadians, like, that's, I just don't rule it out. People just need to get a goddamn grip. I understand, don't get me wrong, like, nobody likes having to put on a mask. Nobody likes not being able to do the things they want to do, you know, go for dinner wherever, whenever, however. Like, I remember when the malls opened back up, I'm like, and I went back for the first time to a mall, I'm like, this is so nice. Oh my God, I haven't been into a mall for years, other than like picking up a phone or picking up groceries or something. Like, I'm there for something very specific, mundane, and then I'm out. I haven't gone around shopping in years, but when the malls opened back up, I got into a small line. It was honestly like within the 5 minutes I was inside the mall. Man, you tell me 5 years ago you gotta line up for any amount of time to get into that mall. I'm like, well, is Hillary Duff giving away a free concert? Shy of that bullshit, I'm never lining up. So yeah, I get it. Like, having freedoms taken away, it sucks. But man, the more you rush, because nobody's in control of this other than Mother Nature. Mother Nature is like, listen, you badasses. Enough with your consuming and consuming. I guess Mother Nature's kind of a sassy black chick in this scenario. Listen, I'm an independent woman and you're all gonna suffer and work on my timetable. Come on, Jermaine, let's go get my nails did. But y'all can't do that. Y'all sitting your asses at home. Rather than you white folk who all decide to go to the park one day. Well, before vaccines were a thing. The pandemic needs to be done with us, and we just can't choose to be done with the vaccine. Because look at the states. They've decided, we're done with the vaccine. I looked at those numbers. I'm like, are you kidding me? They're getting like 100,000 cases a day and like thousands upon thousands of deaths each and every single day. I'm like, how the hell? Why are you guys opened for business? this death toll, the final death toll, is going to be so crazy, and it could be avoidable. They could just, like, slow their roll. I'm not saying you can lock it down forever, because then your economy goes to shit. I mean, potentially there are solutions to that, but unless you're willing to change the entire way economics works, that's not realistic. But you can, like, have some capacity, have mass, like, really mandate this shit. Where, so that at the end of the day, because, like, listen, I don't want to step on the toes, because I've already recorded the next episode. I don't know why I haven't released this one. But the death toll on this sucker, oh, is going to surpass any war ever. Like, probably every war combined will not, just in the States alone, the death toll will far exceed that. Because they're, like, at 2,000 deaths per day. And there's no slowing it down right now. And Ontario, all of Canada, we're about to do the same shit. Because they're reopening 100%. I'm like, I know you have to open up your businesses, but don't go 100% on everything. You got to come up with some sort of system. Or at least, okay, open up the businesses 100%, but then keep all your, like, vaccine passports and masks and stuff mandatory. You can't just go from zero to hero. Because Hong Kong, which has their shit together, like, last month had zero cases. They're like, all right, we're out of the blue. As you were, let's open shit back up. Today, they're doing a semi-lockdown because they have over 20,000 cases per day. So what the hell? Do they think this is just, you know, we're done with it? It's not going to happen to us? I think there needs to be a new norm. Like, they talked about it. Like, in the heart of the pandemic, oh, this is the new norm. You know, lots of working from home. Offices are going to be a thing of the past. But now they're like, no, we can't have that. Forget about that. That was a bad idea. I'm like, nah, it's a pretty good idea. I understand. You got to have people go back to work. So, well, again, your economy doesn't fall apart. Because if people stay at home, they're not grabbing lunch. They're not grabbing a morning coffee at Timmy's. They're not taking the bus, so you're always running a deficit, so you can't do that. But again, maybe they gotta, I know those, at least with the TTC, those guys have it good, right? Not great, you know, sometimes they get punched in the face and spat on. Some of them have it coming, some of them deserve it, but not everyone, certainly. But they have these ironclad contracts, because they're essential workers now. And so their wage kills the TTC, but like the transit budget every single year. They need to invoke some sort of emergency powers to break that deal. There needs to be a new norm. You shouldn't need everybody to go back to work and stuff in order to get it close. Because I think they run on a deficit anyway. So even when like things were good, that was a leech on society. So they need to change something there. And I understand, you know, like the restaurants and stuff. I do think, you know, there needs to be a level of people going into the offices. But honestly, getting everybody back out there, it's just bad for everything. Like gridlock, those buses are always packed. So you're going to spread this thing all over for how many years until, I don't even know how herd immunity works or anything like that. I certainly don't value human lives, so I don't give a shit how many people die before herd immunity, if that means like you can't catch it anymore happens. But I just feel like this is a chance to change things up. The whole world needs to make a shift towards, because clearly, like, look at it. People didn't have work for a month and they're like, I'm going to end up on the streets. I'm like, there's something wrong with your system. Well, first of all, these people are damn fools. They probably, like, buy Uber Eats every single night, eat out every single night. They need to make some changes too. But I feel like systemically something needs to change. Because I know people who don't live like that, but still, had they not gotten the $2,000 early on from Trudeau, would have been in the shits. Would have been obsolete. And I live in Canada. This is the best damn country on the planet, as far as I'm concerned. And still, if you go a few months without work, can't pay for rent and all that, Just a broken system. I hope this kills us all, I'm just saying. And again, I don't want to step on the toes of the next episode, but I do hope nuclear war comes. Let's call it a day. It's time for a do-over. Hopefully the next society will know better and do better, but I doubt it. I hope the next society is just 1 million Kristen Crook clones and then 1 million old Kenny clones, and then like they die out really quick because the Kristen clones are like, no way, are we gonna do what with these monsters? I'm like, hey man, I got feelings. All right, boys, I hope we're kind of clones of old Kenny, but some of us are smarter, like nuclear fusion smarter, because we're gonna build some nukes and call it a day. We're not gonna sit here for the next like 40 years being like, listen, Kristen clones, why not? And they reject us every day and we just feel horrible for the next however long we're here for. Not gonna happen. Build those nukes. Let's kill us all. All right, that's it. That's episode 348 of the coolest podcast ever, The Kenny Ho Show. The next episode is recorded. The next episode is basically ready to go. No. I gotta still edit that shit. Oh, no. Toodles.